Hi, this is Charlie here with a quick demonstration of Eclipse CallGraph's latest feature, real-time parsing. So to launch real-time parsing, we just launch Eclipse CallGraph the same way we usually do. Right-click, Profile As, Function CallGraph. Select Files to Profile, just pick all of them for now. Now let me quickly run through the program that I'm going to be using to demonstrate. I split the function calls into two batches. Batch 1 contains 5 random function calls. I can demonstrate right now that batch 1 has properly rendered, noting that called this twice instead of displaying both has a little 2 here to indicate that it's been called twice. So batch 2 contains a chain of 50, and it's slightly more interesting. The chain of 50 takes user input, an integer identifier, compiles that into a string, and then sends that to a special stat marker function. And now what stat marker does is whenever the Eclipse call graph encounters a stat marker function, is going to use the contents of that function to mark the parent node with a string. So perhaps it's easiest if I just demonstrate. Let's end batch 1. Now we're inside chain of 50, so I can show you that the first chain of 50 has now displayed, and it hasn't been marked yet because I haven't sent it input. So let's send it some input, R. Now the graph is redrawn, it's detected new input, and now it's been marked with the R. And the next function is now ready. Let's send in more input, E. Now the graph detects new input again, it redraws. Now this one's marked, and we have another one coming up. So let's just fast forward a little bit to save some time. And now I'm at the end of batch 2, and you can see that now chain of 50 contains a whole bunch of marked functions, and so on. And let's just end this last batch, and that will terminate the program, and you can see that all the functions have now graphed. So there you go, real-time parsing.